and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. We want to invite you to pray, to sing and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper. Open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Humming to lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, Jesus. I'm sorry I have my... Let us put our minds on the Lord. Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to come together one more time on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. We ask, Lord, that you will have mercy upon us. That you will look on us with compassion. In the name of Jesus,
please,
my God, forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Lord God, we are calling on you right now to stop by for just a little while, my God. Lord, we need strength and we need power. We need you to encourage us, oh God. We need you to work on us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, build us up where we're torn down. Strengthen us where we're weak. Lord, we are praying right now that you will bless this broadcast tonight, that you will send forth your anointing, oh God. Send your word, Lord, and minister unto us, Lord. You know what we need, oh God. You know everything about us. We are standing and kneeling before you, my God, asking that you will look on us right now while we're praying this prayer and incline your ear, Lord Jesus, and hear our cry, hear our petitions, Lord. Oh, my God, and we ask that you will grant each and every one according to your will. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, cover us under your blood. Lord God, lift up a standard against the enemy that comes against us. All the evil forces that are coming against us, Lord, we ask right now that you will surround us with your protection. In the name of Jesus, that you will take up the battle for us, Lord, and fight on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will bind the enemy on all sides, destroy his evil works, tear down the strongholds. In the name of Jesus, we know you have the power to do everything, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. And we're depending on you, Lord God, and we're looking unto you. We bring all of our burdens. We cast all our cares on you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you care for us. And we come calling on you, Lord Jesus, to intervene tonight on behalf of those who are sick, my God, asking that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Move upon them in a special manner, my God.
Yes,
restore their health in the name of Jesus. If they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven and blot out their transgression. Wash them and make them clean on the inside and the outside. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will bless the works of our hands. Lord, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Bless us when we're out in the marketplace, when we're downtown, Lord, wherever we are. Let the blessings be upon us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Deliver the souls that are bound tonight in the name of Jesus. Those souls, oh God, who are in a valley of confusion, not knowing what to do, which way to turn or where to go. Give them direction, Lord. Give them clarity, my God. We know you are able, Lord God. Lord, please show them what direction they ought to go in. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, for those who are incarcerated, we ask you, Lord, to please visit them Oh, my God, and make yourself known unto them. Save to the utmost, my God. Deliver right now in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, abundantly, Lord God, and move upon them. Give them the strength that they need, Lord. Give them the healing, Lord Jesus. Give them the answers that they seek in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, be merciful. Have mercy tonight, my Lord. Have mercy and save in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for our leaders. We're praying, oh God, for Pastor Jackson, asking that you will give him visions, revelations, Lord, give him wisdom and understanding concerning your word and your will and how to lead your people. Teach him the more, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the congregation. Lord, bless those who have tuned in on tonight with a special blessing, my God. Oh, Lord, let the blessing come and overtake each and every one. Lord, bless abundantly in a mighty way. Let the glory of God be revealed, and let the powers of God be manifest. And for those, Lord, who are suffering tonight after bereavement, we ask, Lord, for comfort and for consolation. We ask, oh God, that you will be close to each family member and uphold them, Lord, during this difficult time. Help them to continue on in the name of Jesus. And for those who are not saved, those who don't know you, Lord, have mercy upon them and make yourself known. We believe you, my God, and we are taking you at your word. For we know, oh God, that your word is true, and everything you promised, Lord, you will keep all your promises. You promised that you would do it. We believe it and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for having mercy.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for the healing. Oh, God, we thank you for
thank
encouragement.
You.
Thank you for lifting
yes,
heavy burdens.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for carrying us through, for visiting us, and for blessing us. We thank you, Lord. We
thank
ask God
you.
That you will be with us throughout the course of this broadcast. In the
yes,
name of Jesus, have your eternal way.
We have your way.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to be reading the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading from the 43rd number of Psalms. That's the 43rd number of Psalms. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy trust. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. When will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy? Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God, for the reading of the 43rd number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. I want to let you know that you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, co-host of Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Nadel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title One School and One is O-N-E. And we just want to let everyone know we're praying for all of the souls that are on the prayer list at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia, that she may enter us this election.
Praise God. I know that prayer will change things. I know that prayer will change things. I know that
God for this broadcast and for all of you who have tuned in. Truly, we thank God for the opening scripture. We just thank the Lord for blessing us, and I feel excited, and I know that prayer will change things. Amen. Praise be to God. And I tell you, I just want to encourage you all tonight to know that you can pray and God will move. All it takes is just a sincere prayer. Just a prayer, just believing God. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out, praise the Lord, but just a simple little prayer with faith and trust and belief. Believe in God and he will change, things will turn around. God will move just for you. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I'm so grateful for how the Lord is blessed with the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise the Lord, and I know my soul has been blessed, and I believe many souls are being blessed through this ministry. Praise the Lord, and I'm even thinking about the scripture that was read when we go through and we are tested, we are tried, but at the same time, we're blessed. And then the psalmist began to say to his own soul to hope in God. You know, don't be quiet, don't sit down, don't draw back, don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed. Don't be disquieted in me. Hallelujah. But hope thou in God. We need to continue to look to the Lord, and prayer will surely change things. And at this time, let us get our minds and our hearts ready to receive the word of the Lord. Amen. God has something for every one of us. If we would open our hearts and open our minds, and just let the Lord come in. Just let him speak to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just listen carefully, and you will hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. At this time, we're going to prepare now to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, that she may go forth and bring forth the word of God. So let us pray along with her and for her as she comes. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for another chance to project your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the listeners. We pray that you will send your word and send your anointing. Have your way and let your will be done. Let sins be forgiven. Blot out of transgressions. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. Encourage some soul. Give strength to the weak. Deliver tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take you at your word. We believe you and we thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, this prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we thank God for being able to come before you again to lift up the name of Jesus. I feel like lifting him up tonight. I tell you, I'm in a place where I can stretch out some. I can pick up
all
some
right.
feet and put them down. I can give my God some praise for his goodness, for his mercy, for the great things that he is doing for us. You know the Lord is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
His name is worthy. We ought to lift him up. We ought to give him some thanks. We ought to let the Lord know that we appreciate him and that we thank him for what he is doing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The Lord has to be able to project the word of God and send the word of God out all over the world. Glory to God. He's moving in a mighty way. He's blessed our souls. He's taken us a little higher. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's given us strength. He's encouraging our souls. And for that, I'm happy about it. I'm glad about what he is doing. That's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God.
Amen.
Let's go to the word of God in the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter. And we're going to start with the 13th verse, and we're going to skip and go down to about the 19th verse. And it reads, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Praise the Lord. This was on the Revelator. He was out on the Isle of Patmos, and he was writing in the Spirit as God was giving him the word. He began to write, and he began to write to the 7 churches. He began to write to Laodiceans, and he began to tell them, "Hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Glory to God. And down in the 20th verse, it said, "Behold, I stand at the door." These are the words of Jesus himself. And he said, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Glory to God. That is beautiful. The Lord had an open invitation. Indian, Vietnamese, Korean, it don't matter. He said, if any man come, will hear my voice and open the door, glory to God, he said, I will come. Jesus is saying he will come, and he'll come into him and will sup with him, meaning that Jesus will come into your mortal body and live in there. He will sup with you. My title tonight, what would you do if Jesus knocked on your door? What would you do if Jesus knocked on your door? Would you let him in? That's the thing tonight. Would you let him in? Glory to God. The word of God is being preached. The word of God is going out throughout the world through preachers, through teachers, through the prophets of God, through the ministers of God, through the missionaries. The word of God is going out. The word of God is being preached. Glory to God. But have you heard the word of God? Have you received the word of God? The Lord has been knocking on somebody's door, but they have thrown up a sign of rejection. Hallelujah. They're not ready to receive Christ. They're saying, I have something else to do. I want to become this. I want to become that. Hallelujah. I want to be somebody. I want to make something out of myself. But would you let him in? He's knocking at the door of your heart. And a door is a passageway that opens where you can enter and you can exit. Hallelujah. It's a passageway. And Jesus is standing right there, knocking at your door. Maybe you might say, well, I don't see him. Hallelujah. And I don't feel him. But when you hear the word of God, that's Jesus knocking at your door. The Bible said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God, and the word was God in the beginning. Hallelujah. Jesus came down in the form of a man in flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But now we have the word preached to us daily. Hallelujah. And now all you have to do is open up and receive Jesus into your heart. Let him come in. Let him come in. Hallelujah. When you feel the presence of the Lord, that's the Lord dealing with you. That's the Lord knocking on your door. Don't make excuses. Would you make an excuse and say, I'm not ready? Hallelujah. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. That's why he's given us a chance that we might be ready. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready when he called my name. I want to be ready to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, because he's coming. He's coming back. But we got to be ready. What would you do? Would you let Jesus in? Or would you reject him as some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees did? Hallelujah. Yeah, and the Jews, they rejected Jesus. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But unto as many of them as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that when I heard the word of God, my heart was broken, and I received the word of God. The Bible says, hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live if you hear the voice of the Lord and incline your ear unto the Lord God Almighty. He will come in. He'll sup with you. Hallelujah. You can sup with him. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has an open invitation. You can come to Jesus. You don't have to wait. You don't have to make excuse. But you can come. You can come as you are. Hallelujah. Brokenhearted. Cast down. Afflicted. Sin sick. Troubled in mind. Hallelujah. You can come. Come as you are. And let Jesus, let him come into your life. What would you do if Jesus knocked on your door tonight, this very night? Would you reject him or would you receive him? Hallelujah. He said, as many as have received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation, born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. The way you used to walk, you don't walk that way no more. The way you used to talk, you don't talk that way no more. You got a brand new life. Hallelujah. A new you. Everything will change. Everything will be brand new. The way you used to fight, you don't fight that way no more. You use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. You go in prayer and pray for your loved ones. That's the way we will fight. That's the new fight. Not that old fist fight. Not that old fight with the gun. Not that old fight with a knife or a baseball bat. Because God, I said, God, he will change you. You will be brand new. Hallelujah. But you got to let Jesus come in. The Bible says, thou art inexcusable, oh man. You don't have no more excuses. Jesus nailed them all to the cross when he went up on Calvary and died and gave his life for a sinner and a wretch like you and me. Hallelujah. He didn't die for just certain people. He didn't die just for the white man. He didn't die just for the black man. But he died. He died for all of us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, I said, God, he had mercy on our souls. He called us in. He drew us in with a strong arm. Hallelujah. He drew us into him, and we received him. We received the word of God. We let him in. And when he came in, he changed everything. He changed the way we talk. Hallelujah. Gave us a new talk. Gave us a new name. Hallelujah. If he knocks at your door, would you let him in? Glory to God, don't reject the Savior as some of them did. They rejected Jesus. He came to his own, and his own rejected him. They didn't receive him. But Jesus said in his word, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Hallelujah. It's just like opening your door. Hallelujah. With a feast going on, and you invite everybody to come in and sit down at the table and sup with you. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord will sup with you. But what he'll do is pour out of his spirit into you. Hallelujah. His spirit will live in you, walk in you, talk in you. He will change your very mind you had. Jesus will change it. That talk that you used to talk, Jesus will change it. He'll change everything. The way you used to look like the world, act like the world, cut up like the world. But when Jesus comes in and sup with you, you'll be brand new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It'll be a brand new you. You can praise God. You'll give God some glory. The way you used to dance, you won't dance that way no more. You'll dance a holy dance. You'll give God a holy praise. You'll lift him up. You won't be ashamed of him, but you'll lift him up no matter where you are, in the street, in the doctor's office, hallelujah, in the store. It doesn't matter. You'll give his name praise. When he touch you, you'll open up your mouth and give God some kind of praise. Hallelujah. And I'm a witness. I'm a witness because he did it for me. Hallelujah. He'll do it for anybody that believes on him. As the scripture has said, the Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 13, that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They haven't heard of him. How are they going to believe him? But the word says, and how shall they hear without a preacher? Glory to God, the preacher is here. The preacher has been preaching on the radio, on the street, hallelujah, in the homes, in the buildings. The preachers have been preaching. The word is surely going out. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For he saith, Lord, who have believed our report? Glory to God. The word went out, but they had not all obeyed the gospel. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to hear. Hear, O Israel, and your soul shall live. You can live today if you just hear the word of God. And in hearing, you don't just hear with your ear, but you take knowledge and you learn. And most of all, you take heed to the word of God when you hear it. once you do that, the Lord will take control. He'll come in. If you hear the word of God, he'll make you whole. He'll make you brand new. Would you let him in? Hallelujah. He's knocking at your door right now. All you have to do is open up your heart and give your soul, mind, body to the Lord. Hallelujah. And say, Lord, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. And the Lord, seeing the sincerity of your heart, he'll come in and take control. He'll move by his spirit. He'll pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah. He'll place your feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. He'll quicken your mortal body. He'll make you move. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Will you let he want to come in? He want to save you. He want to fix it in your life. But you got to let him in. Glory to God. He's knocking at your door. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, I'll come back another day? Or I'm not ready. Or I'm not willing to give up right now. I believe I'll wait until I get a little bit older. You don't know how much older you're going to get. None of us. We don't know. But God's got our days numbered. He knows the number of our days. That's why we try to be wise, receive the word of God, because we don't know how long we got down here on the face of this earth. But while Jesus is knocking at your door, today is the day of salvation. The Bible says, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation. When they heard the word of God, they rejected the word of God. Don't reject Jesus. He is your only hope today. He is your way out of sin. He's your way out of degradation. He's your way out of all these troubles down here. He's your way out of affliction and burdens. Hallelujah. And out of sin. Jesus is the way. You got to open up and let Jesus, let him come in. Hallelujah. Forsake the world. Give up the world and these worldly goods. I tell you, everything is going down. But the word of God, boyfriend, girlfriend, is going down. Drugs, liquor, is going down. All these things down here is going down. The houses, the cars, the jobs, all of this stuff is going down. The Bible said it's going to melt with a burning heat. Hallelujah. Meaning it's going to burn up. It's going to be fire next time. Hallelujah. It's not going to be water, but it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire coming down from heaven. Now is the time to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye now, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's told us in his word, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to seek God and let him come in. Let Jesus, let him come in. Let him save you. The Bible says to seek him while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You got to call knocking the door of your heart. Don't harden your heart against God and against the will of God. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So that's why it doesn't take you to turn or to reject the one that can save you and deliver you and that can bring you out of all your troubles. Don't reject Jesus. Just say yes. Yes, Lord. And he knocks at your heart. Open up and let him in. And he will come in as he stated in his word. And he will sup with you. Glory to God. There may be somebody out there tonight that wants the Lord to come in. You want to let him in. You don't want to reject him. But you heard the word of God, and you want him to change your life. Now is the time. As we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, just make up your mind that you want to give it all to Jesus, that you're going to let him come into your heart and sup with you. You want to feel the Spirit of God. There may be somebody that's weak, and maybe you strayed away from God. But God is still calling. Jesus is still knocking at the door of your heart. You ought to open up and let him in tonight. Oh, my God. Break up that heart. He said a broken and a contrite spirit, he would in no wise despise. So let your heart cry out to the Lord, and he will come in. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you look on the souls of men. Touch them right now, Lord. Heal them right now, Lord. Help them to give themselves unto you. Help them to give their lives to you. Help them not to reject you, but to receive you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to open the door through that passageway that they might receive your spirit. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Somebody is weak tonight. Somebody needs strength tonight. Somebody needs, Lord, to touch them, oh Lord. Have mercy, Lord. We know you're a merciful God. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Say to the uttermost, Lord, change that mind, Lord. Give them a mind to want to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, Lord Jesus, that you might save them, O Lord, that you might strengthen them, that you might heal their bodies. In the name of Jesus, touch their feeble mind. Jesus, we know you are a mind regulator. You're able, Lord. We're dependent on you tonight. We need to stop by here. Pour out of your spirit. Let your blood come. Meet us here tonight. Meet us here, Jesus. Take control. Speak to us, oh Lord. Let your blood cover tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Wash the souls, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. To give their life to you. Help them, oh Lord. Let them know that you love them. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, you almighty God, your soul-saving God, you are a deliverer. Have mercy, Lord. Mercy tonight, Lord. Jesus, somebody needs you. Somebody is troubled. Somebody is going through tests and trials. Somebody is a big bed. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Deliver tonight. We know thou art a deliverer. Move, Lord. Move in our homes. Oh, my God. Move, Lord. Move in our homes. Say to the uttermost. Say, Lord. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Deliver right now, Lord. Change their mind. Change their heart. Help, O Lord, to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that you exalt them in due time, Lord. Have mercy tonight, O Lord. Look on those who are sick, those who are weak, O Lord. Touch and heal their bodies. Give them strength, O Lord. Look on our family members. Touch them right now, Lord. You know their needs. You know all about them. Help them, O Lord. Save them. Give them strength. Heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them, O Lord, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them to turn to you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Make a way out of no way. Somebody need a way made. You're a way maker. You're a door opener. You know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. Work it out, oh Lord. Find the work of Satan. Cast it out. Let your blood cover. Save, Jesus. Save, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Oh, glory,
thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to thy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go with us. Stand by us. Help us to do your will. Help us to preach your word. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to give ourselves to your will, even the more. Help us to deny self. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. You're a way maker. You're a door opener. You know how to fix it. You know how to work it out. You know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. You know how, Lord, we're dependent on you. Jesus, our hope, our very present help in trouble. Oh, my God. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank you in faith. I don't see it, but I believe you, Lord. I believe you for the touching. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I believe in tonight. I believe you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. I believe you, oh, Lord. I know you're a way maker. Oh, Lord. You know every situation. You know how to work it out. You know how to fix it, oh, Lord. And I believe you, and I thank you in faith. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord, Jesus. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, Lord. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Yes, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Help us to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Broadcast into the hands of the Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for that anointed, powerful, timely message coming through Evangelist May from the Lord. And I can say with truth that God has spoken here tonight. And if you have ears to hear, just take heed to the word of God. The word has been preached. I can't add nothing to it. I can't take nothing away from it. It was spoken the way God wanted it spoken. Mm-hmm. And I pray that you heard it. That Jesus, standing at the door and knocking, what would you do if Jesus knocked on your door? Would you let him in? Or would you blockade the door? Would you decide not to open the door? It could be your only and last chance. But if you have ears to hear this night, hear what thus saith the Lord. I thank God for the beautiful message. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. And at this time, we give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the line and also any other clergy who might be on the line.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for the anointing and for that prayer. And truly, you know, would we let Jesus in if he knocked on our door? This was a soul-stirring message. And God, he touched me through that prayer as well. And, you know, Jesus, he's been knocking, but we have to open the door to him for him to come in and sup with us. Some people are ignoring the knocking. Like she said, they're looking for some other opportunity to knock at that door. But we better be zealous and repent and open the door. This was such a beautiful message. Like Vance Hamid said, there's nothing that can be added to it, nothing taken away. I enjoy the word of God. That is me. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. We thank God. Anybody else?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Praise be to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for our evangelist and Sister Cheryl being on the line. I thank the once again, I thank the Lord for your faithfulness. And I would like to say I thank God for his word and for the prayer. I thank the Lord for his touch on tonight. I'm encouraged, and I'm moving by faith, and I believe the Lord. I want to say that I want to add this announcement. Then Cynthia is scheduled to preach on the 23rd of this month for Pastor Delavo, and the conference number to call is 605-313-4122, and the access code is 187-869-POUND. That is on the 23rd, she's scheduled to preach for Pastor Delavo. And then on the 26th, she's also scheduled to preach again for Pastor Delavo. And she preached the last time she was on there. She preached, and that word of God went out. I tell you, the Lord moved through his word. Somebody was touched through that word. Somebody is getting the word, and their souls is being blessed.
So they asked them to come preach again. So we thank the Lord for that. Amen. So once again, that number is 605-313-4122, and the access code is 187869#. That's on the 23rd and the 26th. So we thank the Lord for her stretching out, working for the Lord, preaching the word of God, doing what the Lord gave her to do. So we're thankful for that. And also I want to say we thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being on the line tonight. We thank the Lord for her prayers and dad and caring for him. I tell you, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm so glad that we have somebody that is concerned, really concerned and care about people. That means a whole lot. So we're going to continue to pray for her, that the Lord give her strength, strengthen her body, so that she can continue to do the work of the Lord. If she's on the line and she would like to say something, you can at this time. Just take your phone off of mute.
Okay, hallelujah. Thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you mightily for this powerful word of a reminder about salvation. Jesus is coming back soon. So it's our duty to ask ourselves, are we ready? How is our salvation? Have we backslidden? If so, let's come back to Jesus quickly because he's coming back. And the Lord should help each one of us to overcome all these earthly things, all these worldly things, and focus on Jesus because he's able. God bless you so much, woman of God. Thank
you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank the Lord.
She's talking about the 26th and so.
Yes, Dad.
Okay. You can talk.
You hear me?
Yeah, talk.
Yes, Dad, you can listen in on the 23rd and the 26th. Brenda Cynthia, your granddaughter, will be preaching.
Yes. Thank you, dear. God bless you. You have a beautiful sermon tonight.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank the Lord.
Dear Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
We have
the word of God that came on tonight. What would your answer be when Jesus knocked on your door? What would you answer to him? I thank God for that word. Such a beautiful message tonight. If we take it in, live by it, we will be saved. Thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage Vanda Meg to continue to preach the word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the beautiful remarks that came through our evangelist and our sister, Sister Rhoda, my dad. I'm glad to know that he was on the line, that he was listening in.
Yeah.
He said, if any man, glory to God, you can be old, you can be young, but if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him.
Hallelujah.
And will sup with him. And he with me. Glory to God. God can do anything. He's waiting. He's ready. Glory to God. If my dad would just open up his heart right now, God can take over. God can deliver him right where he is. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He can deliver him right where he is. Amen. He ain't got to be in the church building. You ain't going to always be in the church building. But we thank God. I believe he heard the word of God, and I believe he was blessed. So I thank the Lord for that, and that's our aim. We want souls to be blessed and souls to receive Christ. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. If there's nothing else.
What time is it? scheduled to preach?
8 o'clock. Are about to open up for business here at in Woodbury, New Jersey, 18
right.
Century Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. The Gospel Prayer Mission is about to open, Lord's will. And we are looking for the Lord to bless us. And we plan to pray. The Lord be our help. Lord have mercy. We want to get in prayer and shut in. I don't care if it takes 3 days and three nights. If the Lord moves that way, that's the way we're going. But I'm looking forward to it myself. So that's what I want to do. I want to shut in 3 days and three nights. And I want to hear from heaven in the old time way. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I can't wait. So we're looking to open up. And if you're interested, you want to come and be with us, all you have to do is call my number, 856-304-7774, and we'll see what we can do to get you here. Praise the Lord. If that's it, then it's coming.
Nothing further at this time.
Okay. Then it's Khadija, anyone else? Or if there's anyone else on the line that like to have something to say, you can do so at this time before we close out. The Lord, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look to be back here again on Sunday night, if the Lord's will. God bless you, and good night.
Good night. Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you, Sister Rhoda and Dad.
Amen.
I'm going to call you back later on.
Okay.
Sister Rhoda.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
You're welcome.